Hey, welcome to another ride of 99 Yellow Cars. This is me, Gabe. So this is the year-end report or review, whatever. And I've decided to name it as Hope because there's incoming hope for the next year. Today is the last day of 2021. So I hope you're all having a very good New Year's Eve and Happy New Year to everyone. So, well, it's just a summary of what happened this year. I could say that 2021 was a big year, at least for me. The pandemic is still here and we've had the Delta and the... Well, right now it's the Omicron variant. So, guys, be careful, please. And, unfortunately, we also still have the Duterte administration. Lots of incompetent people there and also lots of controversies. And I hope that we stay vigilant in the coming next few months until the election on May 2022. Just an update regarding the podcast. Sadly, I came short of my goal of publishing at least one episode per month. I just made 4 episodes in this year. Well, it's 5 if you count this one. But the good news is I believe that I have improved in creating interesting podcasts. And also I have found interesting guests to talk to. Regarding the statistics, the best episode was the Baguette's Talk, Usapang Mental Health. It had 103 plays as of today, according to Anchor FM. Anchor FM is the one that's hosting my podcast, and I really enjoyed recording that podcast episode because I got to assess the mental health of some of my younger friends, and I would like to thank my friends San, Martin, Calvin, and Charles for agreeing to guest and for sharing their vulnerabilities and strengths. But looking back, I believe that it would have been better if I had a guest psychologist, no? Para he or she could explain what was going on in the minds of my friends. But I'm happy because I also have 1,600 plays. And according to Anchor, that's, I think, a 37% increase. That according to the report from Spotify, which is good considering that I have a very small podcast. And siguro my goal I'll try to publish more episodes at least once a month next year, hopefully. And if you're interested in collaborating or suggesting a topic, just feel free to send me a message and... the links are on the description. Also, if you're a podcaster or interested in podcasting, I'm a moderator of Podcast PH. It is one of the biggest Philippine podcast pages on Facebook, and it is for Filipino podcast enthusiasts based here in the Philippines and also abroad. So make sure that you subscribe, and if you have questions, don't be shy and just ask it there. A lot of things happened in 2021, especially in our society. First off, at the top of my mind, it's regarding sports. Haydelyn Diaz became the first Filipino Olympics gold medalist after winning the women's 55-kilogram weightlifting category in the Tokyo 2020 Olympics last July 26. It's a sad tale because Haydelyn was vilified by pro-administration trolls after asking or after she asked if it was okay to seek sponsorship from private companies. She proved her critics wrong by winning that gold, and she won that gold the day that Duterte delivered his last sauna. So, nakakatawa. And congratulations, Heidlin, and also the other Olympians that won medals in the last Olympics. What else? Well, Manny Pacquiao decided to retire after losing to Yordanis Ugas. He has, well, Pacquiao has since diverted his attention elsewhere, including esports, but not as a senator for the country. And also, he's running for president. Ugh, God, please don't vote for him. Well, this year, there are actually two things in mind regarding natural disasters. The first one was the, well, since the Philippines is not due to natural disasters, especially earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, and typhoons, no? The first one, the first one was, I think, at the top of my head, is Taal Volcano, which became active a bit. Again, there was a series of weak explosions and sulfur dioxide emissions last January. And remember that it was on January 12, 2020 when the last major eruption happened in Taal Volcano. I'm wondering what it's like living close to an active volcano. As for the storms, we have Maring PH, which devastated the Cagayan Valley. There were lost lives also there. And just recently, this December, there was Odette PH, which ravaged or destroyed a lot of things, or houses and structures in the Visayas. If you're able to, please do extend your help. They need food, clothing, and especially water, because most of the utilities have been torn down also. What else? The pandemic is still, as I said earlier, the pandemic is still here. Recently, there's an incident involving a Filipino returning from the US, which she was infected with the Omicron variant. And the audacity that she skipped the quarantine facility, and also, you know, the hotel where she was staying at, she was able to party in Poblacion. I think it was reported that there were 12 people who got infected also of the COVID-19 Omicron variant. So, ang sama talaga, diba? Nakainis when pababa na nga yung cases and then boom. Sana mag-ingat lahat. Please still practice social distancing, even if most of the citizens living in Metro Manila have been vaccinated. So, talagang mag-iingat pa rin kasi hindi pa tapos yung pandemya, please. Hindi pa tapos yung pandemya. But I think there's hope or there's a silver lining because marami na rin naman na nabakunahan, which is good. And yung mga dating ayaw magpabakuna, like my mother, she had her first vaccine a few months ago, which is good. I think she's gonna have her second vaccine either in January or February, I think. What else? Since a year-ender to and it's my podcast, gusto ko lang magpasalamat. Ang daming taong gusto kong pasalamatan, sa totoo lang. Mga kaibigan na masyadong marami, there are too many to be mentioned. Hindi ko lang papangalanan, pero gusto kong magpasalamat dun sa mga friends who were willing to help me when I needed it most. Especially those people who checked on me when I was really down. Because the pandemic is ayon ko ba? Yung lockdown talaga, it's really bad for the my mental health. And yung mga nakakausap ko tuwing madaling araw habang nag-work ako, thank you so much. Oh, by the way, regarding work, masaya ako because I was commended this early today. My boss said that I was amazing. So that's a good sign, right? That's a good thing. And I hope to continue working with them in the long run, or in the days, or in the years to come. Ano pa ba? Well, and I'm gonna experience this year, and probably I would like to mention my improv life or sa improv, because I was able to participate as a facilitator. Yung isa accident lang, and the second one was planned. Well, the first one was with the AAC Obigayn residents, because it was by Play MD, and at the time Aline was, I think, sick, so Toto asked me if I could facilitate with him, which I said yes, and yun nga, naitawid naman, and fortunately they were happy, and they gave us a thank you card. That was nice. It was a nice, very, very nice gesture. And the second one naman was with the Ateneo moms and kids, entitled Goofing Off. And it was fun because if dalawa kami dun ni Toto sa AAC residence, this time I had a room to my Zoom room to myself, and I had to talk to at least 10 pairs of mother-son people. And it was fun. It was nerve-wracking, but ayun, naitawid naman. And they had good feedback naman, which is nice. Thank you very much. Sana maulit. Sana hindi magsawa sila Toto at Alina kunin ako when they have improv sessions with the residents also. This year also, there were a couple of health scares that really bugged me. The first one was with myself. Kasi back in September, it wasn't confirmed, but I manifested signs and symptoms of having COVID. As in, nawalan ako ng panlasa at saka pang amoy. That was a wake-up call to be vigilant talaga. And again, I had Toto work with me through that sickness, that illness. And I'm thankful I'm still here. Hindi ako na-intubate, hindi ako na-hospital. But my fault there was I didn't have myself checked up. And probably at the time, kasi I was going to have my second dose also for AstraZeneca. Pero I had to postpone it. Kasi nga, di ba, parang ayoko naman i-expose yung mga tao. And yun nga, I wasn't sure if it was COVID or what. But I had my second dose last October 19, which was good. Siguro yung booster shot ko would be in January or Feb, depending on the availability. The second health scare that really shook me to my core was about my mom. She was actually hospitalized a couple of weeks ago. Kasi, my sister told me that parang at first we thought it was a stroke. And then, kasi nanghihina daw si mom. Then, slurred speech. And then, nung nahiga siya, then they heard her crying. Masakit daw sobra ulo niya. And they had to rush her at almost midnight. So, medyo panic mode ako nun. I wasn't able to sleep because, yun nga, syempre, it's your mom. It's your last surviving parent. And talagang nerve-wracking siya. So, eventually, she got, yun nga, she was hospitalized. And it's a good thing that it wasn't a stroke or anything. I think it was a stress-induced illness, or basta she was pagod and stressed out. Siguro yung reason nun, amin na lang. But she stayed there for at least 5 days, 4 to 5 days. And I'm thankful that she's here. She's still alive. Naalala ko nung nag-video call nga kami ni mom. Pero kami naiyak. Well, kasi malambot talaga puso ko when it comes to my mom. My sister called me and we had a video call and she showed my mom, and bigla na lang tumuloy luha ko ng ganun-ganun lang. Grabe. Seeing your mom bedridden, nakakala mo kung anong nangyari. Talagang masakit. Masakit isipin. Sorry for the alarms. I think there's a sunog or there's an ambulance outside. Yun. What else should I share? I've been here staying alone sa condo and wala. Next year, dito pa rin ako. Looking forward to the election. Well, oh, by the way, before anything, gusto lang isingit na the reason why I'm looking forward to next year's election is because yun nga, diba? So, tumakbo si Marcos, si Lacson, si Pacquiao, sino pa? And then, biglang all of a sudden, nag-declare ng candidacy si Lenny Robredo. Talagang, alam mo yun, nabuhayan ako ng dugo, mga kakampings. Kasi, wala eh. Wala. If you have Marcos, sige, if you have Marcos again, ano nang gagawin, diba? Sobrang incompetent niya. Wala naman siyang ginagawa. So, looking forward to 2022. And please, let's all vote for Lenny Robredo. On a more very personal note, I met someone sa nung 2021. We've been going out and he's been staying here sa akin. And I got to know him throughout the year. And nga, diba, parang nakahawal pa ako ng 2021. And masaya naman yung feeling. Yes, and I currently have a partner. Pero siguro hindi pa kami ready to make it public. Basta inspired, masaya naman. We get to hang out when he's available. Ayun, masaya. So, to be, thank you for staying with me and I hope that we have a better 2022. I love you. Char. What else? So, ewan ko, 2021 talaga, kahit na may lockdown and COVID pa rin, ang dami nangyari. This year is very memorable. Ang daming ganap. Ang daming mga bagay-bagay. Ang daming ko natutunan. Yeah. So, I guess, what I wanted to say is, huwag mawala ng pag-asa. You know? Ay, nga pala, before I forget, one of the biggest lessons that I learned this year was learning to let go of toxic people, of people that treat you like shit. It's one of my... I already said it sa aking previous podcast and blog article, yung Dead Mo to the World, and it's there. Walang sense na manatili sa inyo yung taong, you know, pinaasa lang kayo or ginagago lang talaga kayo. And it's a hard lesson. Learn to let go of toxic people, even if kapatid mo pa yan or dati mong flame. Kasi pag hindi kayo nag-move on doon, well, you'll be stuck. And that's one of the worst feelings in the world, being stuck in a rut, unable to move forward, unable to grow, and unable to do things that you really want to do. Masarap yung feeling in freedom when you let go of those people. Sasabihin nyo, it's hard, pero ako na rin sasabi sa inyo, hard siya, pero masarap yung feeling when you do it. Yun lang. I would like to thank everyone na naka-olayo ko this year. Mga naka-ututang dila, naka-chat, nakasama sa labas nung time na pwede na, like yung Bimpo. Ah, Bimpo! Sana meron tayong face-to-face next year. Looking forward to it. Ayun, so sabi ko nga, gusto ko lang magpasalamat. So, magpasalamat sa lahat ng mga taong nakadaupang palad ko. And hopefully next year, pwede na tayo magkita-kita na walang pag-aalinlangan. And I'm really looking forward to that time na pwede tayong mag-meet without a face mask. But for now, please stay safe and healthy and take care. Kasi andyan pa yung pandemya. Andyan pa si Miss Rona. Kapag na ano, pinsan ni Miss Aida. To all the business people, or to all the people whom I've had business with this year, maraming salamat sa pagtangkilik ng aking hosting. I know I could do better also, but I really appreciate that you chose me to host your websites. I guess that would be all. Lahat tayo ay may pag-asa. Let's all have hope. We have hope for the coming year, 2022. And hopefully, I could talk to other people. Yun, regarding sa podcast, I hope you still listen. Even if medyo, even if my episodes are far and few in between. But thank you for still listening. This has been a great year and maraming salamat. And pasensya na din sa mga nasaktan ko accidentally or inadvertently or sadya. Ayan, this is Gabe and this has been another ride of 99 Yellow Cars. I hope to talk to you in 2022. Maraming salamat.